Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down.
It's still not too late for the Dolphins to just forfeit. Welcome to a Stroud Boys playoff edition of Sorry We Love Football, the only show that actively hates the sport that it covers. I'm your host and Eagles fan, Daniel Hartigan. Playoffs. We made it. What a ride it's been. All the ups, all the downs, through it all, here we are. Everybody's 0-0. 4 wins and we're champions, guys. 4 wins.
I think you guys are still 0-5, actually, even though it is somehow you start with 5 losses.
Okay, with us as always, Chiefs fan Danny Solomon. Danny, Travis Kelce fell short of 1,000 yards receiving this season. How disappointing was that?
Look, the man made his own decision. He would rather attend the Golden Globes, but silently, because he didn't want to let anyone know that he was dating Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, also with us, returning to the show, Commanders fan Jamel Johnson. Jamel, did you see that fight in the stands at the Cowboys-Commanders game?
Why, yes, I did, and I would like to offer that man an opportunity to open for me on the road. I don't have any gigs yet. I don't have any gigs yet, but if you're available, they're yours.
Guys, the regular season's over. We survived 18 weeks of Jaguars, Panthers.
It really almost killed me.
Yeah, a lot of slog, a lot of bullshit, but we will be longing for a random Bears-Panthers game in March. We would take it.
We should just cover, like, just for a little bit, all of the worst teams that none of us really watch, that none of us care about. I mean, you named two of them. I think we should probably throw the Falcons in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they get a fart noise.
Yes, they do.
Chargers, I think, ended up.
Ooh, so bad.
Ended up falling in there.
Yeah, two poops.
A lot of trash. But now it's cleared off the road, mm-hmm. And now there's just, you know, a couple of, you know, dirty diapers and maybe one like old Costco box out on the curb.
What? That's nothing.
Those are our teams. Obviously, the Eagles are the diapers. We're the Costco box. We could have been useful if there was something in us.
A dirty diaper is useful if like a vagrant is attacking you and you need something to throw at him real quick.
Or if you're a vagrant and you need to attack a businessman.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just saying a dirty diaper is useful in some scenarios.
It's great for throwing at squares.
That is some Riverside Eagles fan logic if I ever heard it.
Did you guys have a good season? Did you enjoy the year? We know you did.
Sure, man. Whatever. This has been the same shit for the past half a decade.
Hey, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to get a new coach, a new GM,
a new quarterback.
Hopefully. Listen, you think the Commanders are smart enough to do that, but it remains to be seen.
Wolfman is your Gardner Minshew. He can come in a pinch. You know he can sling it. He just needs to be a number two because his core, he is number two.
He is the greatest backup we've ever seen.
He could be. Does Nick Foles exist?
Listen, he has the potential to be the greatest backup we have ever seen.
Okay. Hey, let's just get into it. Let's start the show. We'll touch on all the games. We'll touch on our Chargers Chiefs in-person experience. Mm-hmm. We'll get there. But Danny, start the show the way we always do. What'd you hate about watching football this week?
All right, well, look, there wasn't much to hate this week because really the only thing that mattered in week 18 was whether or not we were going to eat one or two mushroom capsules before walking into SoFi.
Sure.
I think we all ended up making the right decision there, but in watching some of the stuff this week, I did have kind of a pet peeve, and it's with my otherwise flawless quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
Whoa.
I'm ready to just say there is a chink in this man's armor. It's that he's been giving the same pregame pump-up speech for the last 4 seasons.
He gave one on this game?
He gave one this week, and it's good. Look, it's fine. It's the standard, like, let's dominate, every snap, every play. Let's find a way to win a football game. That's how he always ends it. He's like, let's find a way to win a football game. And that would be cool once, but it's every single time. It's perfectly good, but he never changes much, if any, of the wording of it. It's almost exactly the same. And with the season being as shitty as it was, getting ready for the playoffs, I feel like maybe this was the time to do the big sports movie switch up, where you try something new in the speech, where you say something that hasn't been said yet, just to make sure everyone's still awake, just to see what how people react to
logic.
New words. Be like, you know, look, I know I say this shit every week, but this time it's from the heart, dog. Greatness. Greatness, dog. Something, some kind of, give me that inch. Some, throw out some bullshit from sports movies of the past. There have been some great ones. The Replacements even has a good one. The one thing I know that as a quarterback, I would do well is the pregame speech. Mm. I would spend most of the week writing it.
Not running anything, no plays.
I would, no film. No film. Not doing working. Any practices, just in my room, working on the best possible fucking speech.
With
so
a
well written.
Writing in a moleskin.
Yeah, candlelight.
Taking, there'll be callbacks. There's shit like shouts out to specific people, but then I'll bring it back to the team. Like, I know the structure that's required to get people hyped up. Then I'd go out and I'd be 1-for-18 with 17 picks, but that's only because I suck. The rest of the team would be pumped to shit.
Defense would be going nuts.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just feel like that's the one part of this guy's game that I didn't like, and I kind of hated watching another one of these speeches.
Yeah, you should switch it up, especially if you're not playing. That's one big difference in the speech is you are not in uniform trying to lead us, and it's the backups. Yo, if I'm the backup, like, right guard, I'm not listening to this, man.
Yeah, I'm tuning it out. I've been tuning it out even as a fan. I just don't need – I'm sure other quarterbacks do the same thing because – whatever, you know, memorizing, writing, that's not their strong suit. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just got to go out there and be like, you know what? I'm not going to do the let's dominate. Maybe this time I use a different word. Annihilate.
See? I think you've stumbled onto a new, you've created a job opportunity for yourself. Quarterback speechwriter.
Please,
should exist.
God.
Come on. You should get to travel with the team.
Oh.
Sit with the quarterback.
Yes.
Pick his brain a little bit. Put some language together, rehearse.
Ghostwrite.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes' pregame speeches.
The finest speeches
and
the
if
league's
he,
ever seen.
If he has memorization problems, if he has performance issues like some people do, just put me in the headset. Mm. Just get me, just, I'll dictate the whole, I'll Cyrano de Bergerac your ass.
Oh my God. Or cue
that
cards
something
too.
Very different in France.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh. Yeah, I was going to say
that's Gerard Depardieu, I think, is the cue cards. Great idea, also.
But then you'd slip in a bunch of "I love yous." We're meant to be together.
Right, right. Well, it would be like, come over to my house after the game, take a yacht trip with me and Travis and Tay and Brittany, I guess.
Yeah,
not Jackson. I will refuse that trip if Jackson's on.
That's the first job. Is you're definitely gonna have to write some shit for Jackson if you're taking this job. Are you kidding?
I guess, yeah.
Once he gets wind that there's a writer around, you will be working on TikToks. Don't act like you're getting out of that.
If that's part of the job, I guess I could do it. But that's an extra $1,000 a week.
Do you get to go to the WAGS dinners?
I would. There's some great WAGS on the team.
There are. You
know? We've got some of the best WAGS in the
finest
game.
Finest WAGS.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, I saw Brittany and Taylor stepped out to a Beverly Hills dinner the night before the game.
Yeah, they could have bumped into them.
Had all the big pop culture rags writing about it. And you would have been there.
Well, I would have been there.
Would've working with them with the speeches, like polling from Brittany. What's Patrick been up to this week?
And then all of a sudden Taylor's like, wow, this guy can write. And then I'm like,
now you're in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Dang. I think this can happen.
We just got to put somehow one of us needs to parlay this fucking podcast into a professional writing career in Hollywood. That was the dream when we started. We didn't know how we'd get there, but that
my
was
my dream,
the dream
was to meet Julianne Margulies. I don't know what y'all dream was.
I think that's,
I had a totally different dream.
It's attainable.
I think my dream was like, my high school friends all listen. I think I reached that.
You reached that and more.
My dream was to smoke a blunt with Pam Oliver. I don't know what y'all dream was. I had a totally different set of dreams.
Still possible, I would say.
I'd love to do it. Come on, is she coming out west?
You have to put it out there for it to happen.
You have
now
to manifest.
It's out there.
Yeah,
I'll go to San Francisco. I got a home game right. I'll go up there.
Yeah. Jamel, what did you hate about watching football this week?
What I hated about watching football this week was watching my fantasy team go off in week 18. My fantasy team lit it up front to back. The defense went nuts. Jets defense all time. Dak, four tugs. What's his name? Tyreek Hill back at it. Even though his house was on fire. Didn't matter.
Yeah, what happened with that?
A kid set one of the kids. I'm not even going to say his kids. I don't know.
Blew up his Fortnite machine.
One of the kids in the house had a lighter and set the house ablaze.
Nice. Kids do like fire. Long story short, you guys picked a great week to have your best statistical numbers. And thanks for nothing.
Now, were you following along with this, or you just couldn't help but notice your guys were going off?
I couldn't help but notice because that was the highlight of every red zone update. And every update was somebody who was on one of my fantasy teams going absolutely nutrageous.
Yeah.
Now, what app do you use? Because I use the Sleeper app, and they still updated me on big plays even though the season was over. I thought that was pretty weird.
No, I mean, I'm, you know, Yahoo, ESPN.
Yeah, so they're not as – they're not trying to make you feel bad. Those apps actually have it right. I think Sleeper, you drop the ball on the week 18. I don't want to know. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Literally, it doesn't matter. Nobody has ever been in a fantasy league where the last week mattered. Though I think the last week should. Because think about it. I mean, the way the playoffs go down, it's never the team you started the year with. You have to be on the waiver wire no matter what. So why are we excluding this last week? As if it's not going to be some sort of Arkham Asylum type lineup you got to put in anyway.
There are leagues who do that. But you got to get every single person in your league to agree. And I doubt at least the top three people in your league will agree.
We'll see about that. Somebody about to get hung off a balcony. The papers are getting signed, bro.
Yeah, you got to find your league. What makes sense for you?
Yeah, this is also what I realized this season was I'm in too many leagues. I only need to be on one app, and if I had to pick, I'd prefer it be Yahoo.
Same.
So let's start there. We're gonna slim it down to just one Yahoo league.
Now, there was some discussion, and maybe you weren't here for this, Jamel, so I don't know if you're fully signed off on this, but there was a discussion about a potential next season, Sorry We Love Football Fantasy League.
Which should exist, and I would quit all my other leagues and only be in this league.
Okay.
I mean, we have to recruit, and obviously those of you out there listening, I'm sure you're chomping at the bit for this kind of opportunity.
Yep.
Well, now's the time to finally engage with this podcast in a meaningful way.
Can we have just the Patreon exclusive fantasy talk called Sorry We Like Fantasy?
Yes. There we go.
Or now, Shit We Like Fantasy.
Yeah, all of these titles work.
We can go through what's the league happenings. We can do kind of like a Berman-esque breakdown of each game.
Group chat recap with group like censored recap. Out things like it's like a government doc being released.
Yeah, redacted.
Dan's bit of reading NFL.com, the headlines from NFL.com.
Sure. And we promise to get at least 50% more off topic.
Yeah, and you can directly shit talk Danny, myself, or Jamel, or Kyle, instead of going roundabout ways.
Yeah, why are you all texting Dan to talk shit on me?
Yeah, just go straight to Danny. I don't need this.
Get at me. At least go to the Sorry With a Football Twitter and tell me I'm a piece of shit to my kind of face.
Look, you can talk any kind of trash to Danny on our Patreon. Coming soon.
Yeah. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
I don't know.
We're
one of these
I meant
days.
To hit the Pat Mahomes button.
Pat Mahomes.
We just got to generate it ourselves.
Yeah.
What I hated about watching football this week was it's like the main story of week 18, other than like the playoff teams, was the Jameis Winston Saints late touchdown.
Crazy.
And people really had strong opinions on this. I didn't think it was some big deal. People were like, he needs to be cut immediately. He should be out of the league. I saw a few. It's a loser mentality.
Winning is a loser mentality?
Which is crazy. The reporter was like, you guys got to play these guys twice a year. It's like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, they're going to kill Jameis?
They're going to go out there and see these guys again.
They're going
to
snipe Jameis.
It's not unprecedented either. The Eagles did this in a game in 1987. It's one of like in Eagles lore, it's one of the favorite moments. So I can see in the future people being like, remember that time when we really gave it to the Falcons? Basically, the scenario was Eagles up 10, 9 seconds left, midfield, kneel down formation, fake kneel, throw deep, PI on the one, scored the next play with no time remaining.
That's on the ref for calling the PI.
Yeah, he shouldn't have called the PI. It is a questionable call, too, if you watch the clip. Tom Landry storms off the field. I think it was one of his last – I think it was maybe his last season.
He finally took his hat off?
Yeah, no, his hat's on in the clip. Buddy Ryan's talking shit. He's like, I dreamt of this moment. I hate those guys. Like, it was awesome.
I don't know. Football gets personal. And the idea that because Jameis sort of suggested they do this, like the Falcons are going to be like, oh, I want to beat the Saints more now.
They always do. I know Saints fans, and Falcons are their number one. That's who they hate the most in the division.
But
that's odd, considering they tried to kill Brett Favre. I thought it was the Vikings.
It had me thinking about all the sports and like these unwritten rules and like the way that you handle winning. Because in basketball, if you're up 10 and there's like 30 seconds left, you don't shoot. You just let there be a shot clock violation. And it's rude if you shoot, except for the in-game tournament or the in-season tournament, which I loved because all dudes were getting pissed because they forgot that like you're
points
supposed to,
mattered.
Points
and
mattered.
That,
yeah. And then in baseball, if you're up 10 late, you just let the guy steal. You don't even throw. It's rude to try and get the guy out.
I don't even like this. Like, oh, you have to be respectful at the
what
end
the
of
hell
the game.
Is that? Why can't you score if you're on the 1 yard line?
And it's week 18. Everybody knows there's incentives on the line.
Jamal Williams hasn't That's scored true. A touchdown all season. They love the guy. He's like locker room glue. They did it for him.
And for Jameis a little bit. I mean, the guy, he gets on the field so rarely now. And he should be part of a touchdown.
Does anybody have the opposing take on this where you're just like, that was bullshit. I can't believe they did that.
I would only say it was bullshit if the Saints had to line up for a kickoff after.
They did. It was like a minute
left.
Well,
that's actually dumb as fuck.
Well,
they should not have done that.
And here's my one gripe with it. I do have one little thing. They lined up in kneel down formation. If
yes,
you're
going
to do it, just like get an eye formation and run the ball so the defense knows what's happening.
If you're going to do it in the funniest way possible.
But it was the funniest way possible.
But like, yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, old crabby John Voight coach here, but like, I guess there's like, if the argument needs to be made, and I'm not really making it, but it's about, you know, the chain of command, discipline from the top down, military style. I think that's how coaches try to run. There's a lot of defiance of the coaches lately. The Jair Alexander thing.
Yep.
Just going out, pretending like you're the captain. Where does this end?
I forgot about
that like
one.
It.
I had forgotten about that one.
Look, if you don't respect your coach.
Everybody needs to
the
know.
The Packers guy should respect his coach. But, yeah, you don't have to respect Dennis Allen. Who gives a shit?
He's coming back. You have to deal with him for another season.
Saints made the playoffs?
No.
No.
Oh, well, then they definitely should have scored.
Yeah, the season's over. Who gives a shit? Over.
And Jameis is going to be your fucking backup next season or somebody else.
Great.
Anyway.
Like Jameis. Bring him.
No, he's the second greatest backup in the league behind the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you just look at how Falcons fans feel, they are thrilled that the Saints did this.
Yeah, because Arthur Smith is pissed.
Got their coach fired faster.
Yeah.
They were like, please shame this horrible man.
Yeah.
They had a really bad year and deserved that.
If the fans and the players both agree it was great, it's done. That's the end of the issue.
The only people.
It would have been better if they could have scored on Desmond Ridder. I think that's what the Falcons wanted. See him out there on defense.
Yeah.
I think the only people mad at stuff like this are baseball Hall of Fame voters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Shannon Sharp is out there being like, cut him from the team.
That guy's trying to get clips out there that aren't from one specific guest on his show.
Yeah, sure.
This guy's trying to flood the market with content right now.
You know when you blow up, when like one of your clips accidentally blows up and you're like, shit, this thing really did well. And then you feel like, I got to follow it up immediately. Something. I got to ride this wave. So that's all he's trying to do.
Well, that's because for Shannon, the most recent viral clip is, what did he...
It was Cat Williams.
Yeah, but what did he say to him about you have an
unusual connection to losers? Right.
Unusual proclivity for entertaining losers on your platform. Right. It's like something you think like, it's the meanest thing I've ever heard anyone say to somebody before, and he's like swirling a cognac while he says it. It's insane.
It is really good.
It's so mean and so specific and so quiet. It's like what Howard Hughes would yell at like a servant.
Damn. Yeah. Okay, let's talk. No game this week. Let's just recap our experience at Chargers Chiefs at SoFi Stadium. We went as a group. Danny made it happen. And we had a great time.
You know, I think we all made it happen, by the way. I just want to say everybody.
Complete team effort.
I came up with the parameters. I was just like, this is why we should do it. Mm-hmm. Jamel, to his credit, got his butthole tight.
Yeah, yeah. I fixed my insides.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then same drove us
yeah.
yep.
in the Lexus. Or in the...
There's a Lexus.
Yeah,
baby.
In the Lexus. Yeah.
The Lex Bubbler.
Out to the stadium. Dan providing, first off, the tickets. Yes. Found yes, the tickets. Yes, yes. Very cheap. And then... Of course, the I guess we can say drugs. I don't know.
It's illegal stuff. I mean, mushrooms is legal in America now, right?
In parts of it.
Some of it.
I think so. At SoFi Stadium, for sure.
They can't catch us at this point. I've already processed the chemicals.
So we were the most well-behaved fans at the stadium.
We honestly were way less fucked up than several of the people that we talked to.
People were acting crazy.
It was pretty nuts. I was not expecting an unhinged Chargers fan environment.
Yeah, I didn't. This was like a place for Chargers fans to really unwind. I don't even think many of those people were there to see a game.
No.
I think it was just a quiet place to drink.
Yeah.
A quiet place to drink.
No, that one dude we saw at the end of the game, he for sure wanted to be alone.
Yeah, there was a guy. Yeah.
The 500s, but we'll get to that. Anyway, we walked through the fan zone.
It's a cornucopia of NFL fandom. Every team is represented. You have Bears fans on fucking Lime scooters going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have Dolphins fans just drinking alcohol straight from the bottle.
Getting forced to drink Crown Royal. That guy did not want to drink that Crown Royal out of that bottle.
Well, because the guy serving it was a little... We got thrown a couple of, in sealed... containers, small little
Jello shots.
Packets. We were thrown Jello
Chargers
shots
color,
by a random
by
guy. Yeah. We all decided to shoot them, but there was a moment in there where we were like, "Let's just if this goes bad, I love you." We'll meet up in the hospital if there's anything wrong with these.
I had nothing but faith in Bolts Nation.
But then there was a shirtless man who was holding court and just a big fun shirtless guy with a giant handle of what was it? Crown Royal, and he was just pouring it into people's mouths. There was a lot of peer pressure. I feel like people felt
made the guy in the Dolphins jersey do the waddle thing, and he thought he was going to get a shot glass.
Nah, so that ass to mouth.
Yeah,
and then getting into the stadium, easiest get into a stadium experience I've ever had at any sort of sporting event.
We glided in.
I've gone to SoFi. I went to Rams Niners NFC Championship game. It was about an hour and a half wait to get through security to get into the game. This one, no line.
No metal detector.
You just fucking walk in the stadium.
That's because there's no Niners fans on the premises, bro. You know them dudes.
There was a couple Niners jerseys. I saw some Niners shit.
Just a couple, though.
There's Eagles people all around.
There were a couple of Go Birds. And the one guy, there was one guy in a Hurts jersey who seemed like if we had looked at him the wrong way, we would have been in a fight.
Dude was shaking his ass on anybody. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I watched him get a Chargers fan phone number, and then he went to link back up with his Chiefs fan girlfriend.
And he said, fuck Kansas City at us, or at me, or at someone. There were other Chiefs fans there, but he was aggressively and scarily said, fuck Kansas City, then went over to hit on the girl, and then, turns out, plot twist, he loves a Chiefs fan.
We get in the building. We see Sarah Michelle Gellar on the screen immediately.
Her kid's going crazy.
Her kid's like being a little perv on the camera.
Well, we were expecting Taylor Swift, and she never showed.
Yeah. So they had to give us Buffy.
Yeah. They owed us that.
They owed us Buffy.
They were like, who's on the celebrity cam?
And then it was just her.
It was just her.
Yep.
Not bad.
Whole first half, I'm spiraling, trying to follow the red zone. Eagles are getting blown out. I see AJ Brown go down, and I'm like, I'm just turning this off. I can't watch it. My group chat is blowing up.
Did you ever get an update on that? Is he okay?
Apparently, non-serious injury. I expect him to play.
I told you, man. Yeah.
Really going to play?
I think he's going to play.
That's great.
It is good. So from there, the vibes were off. I was starting to like go into a bad place, and we were like, let's walk. Let's do a little halftime Instagram live.
We got stadium employees join us on the live. Shout out to our guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out. And just basically coming out with it that the NFL is rigged, in his opinion.
Yeah.
He's seen a lot of football.
He has.
I believe him.
I mean, he's seen a lot of Chargers football. So I don't know what that
I think that's why I
believe does him. To a man.
I think that's why I believe him.
From
he also,
there.
He also, by the way, said he was a Giants fan.
He did.
He was a Giants fan working at the Chargers/Rams stadium. That's a little sus. I don't know if I... I don't... I think all of the people working at the stadium need to be a fan of the team. I want everything in my team's favor at home.
That's fair.
Yeah, it is. And then Jamel had a brilliant idea. He said, let's get on an elevator and just see what happens.
Getting to ride an elevator in any stadium is like a bit of a privilege. Because you never really know where it is.
No.
Like, you can't see it on the map. And whenever you see one, you're like, man, I got to. If they're going to let me on it, I'm riding it.
So we get on it. We go down. I don't even think we selected what was happening. We go down.
I'd say,
we get out.
Take me as far as you'll take me, sir.
And he did.
He
and
said
he did.
Level
yeah,
three.
Because there was an old-timey elevator guy in there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On yeah. the stool and everything.
Big old mustache. Looking crazy.
So we get to the lower level. We just walk wherever the fuck we want. Go get better, much better seats.
We end up sitting behind the Chargers horn. They have like a horn thing.
And like
that
a
they
drum
do.
Section and like yeah. where the DJ was set
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we were wondering where that music was coming from, and it turned out it was 2 feet behind us.
Yo, that you made this point early in the game. The Chargers experience was really good. Everything except for the audio.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right.
Really weird sound stuff. Going it's
just
on in there.
So much
relentless.
Yeah,
you couldn't have a moment of just, hey, we're at a football game. It is just pulse pounding music or other types of entertainment or trivia or whatever the fuck it is. But it never stops.
Yeah,
all game.
Imagine if this podcast was 70% sound drops. If it was just Kyle constantly playing a different fucking just. Over and over again for no reason. The smallest part of the podcast is us speaking.
Yeah, yeah. So we get to, we're behind the damn horn.
Yes.
And we ran into some people who, this just happens at any football game. You eventually have a conversation with somebody who is too drunk to actually
be in public.
Be in public.
And we found two people.
Yeah.
And in the midst of their drunkenness, they offered us a pretty sweet venue for a live show.
They at least mentioned that they was running some stuff.
They own two bars, one in Torrance, one in Redondo.
Some information got volunteered, you feel me?
It did. Basically, one of the people was like, I'm married to a celebrity, I think was how she came out with that.
She said, I'm married to a South Park character.
Right.
That's what she said.
Yeah, she's like, my husband is the basis of a South Park character. You guess who? And I'm like, what, Mr. Garrison?
Yeah, we kept
Officer
guessing.
Officer Brady?
Yeah, we started guessing the gay characters,
Token?
I guess, as fun.
Who is it?
Big Gay Al.
Yeah, Big Gay Al.
I
should have
said Token.
And then she surprised us with a pass out of left field.
Big twist. Mr. Slave.
Mr. Slave. Married to Mr. Slave.
For those who know, you know. For
now,
everyone
and
else.
There's a big pause like,
huh?
Huh? Right?
Oh,
I'm Mrs. Mr. Slave.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, I'm the gerbil that lives up his ass.
Hey, oh, great. Oh, that's well. I'm glad you got out.
I was wondering, is that like a wife complaining? Is that like her being like, my husband, this fucking guy, he's always letting guys ass fuck him.
Yeah.
It felt a little like she wasn't that hyped on it.
No.
On the marriage.
All of it.
Yeah.
And so they're all wearing Chargers. So we're like, cool, we found some actual Chargers fans. They're all in Chargers
bolted
shit.
Up.
And then we realize one guy's like, I am a Steelers fan.
Mm-hmm.
One woman is like, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
It's like, so there aren't Chargers fans.
Yeah, that guy was like, he was forced by his wife to wear a Chargers jersey
yes.
at the game because then she agreed that she would root for the Steelers next week.
There was one dude in front of them who had a custom Chargers jersey on, though. And I thought he might have been a real fan. We never talked to him.
I think the fans that we saw coming into the stadium were all real. And then everybody actually sitting and watching the game fucking hate the Chargers.
All the real fans weren't allowed in the building.
Yeah.
You can
feels
hang
like
in the parking lot.
If you're a true Chargers fan, you're outside, you're listening to merengue music, and you are getting lit as fuck.
Man, it was good.
And for the game itself, I was all over this. I called a veggie burger. I think I deserved it. There wasn't an offensive touchdown scored. He had one long fumble recovery.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's
there
a
was
touchdown.
A touchdown
oh,
scored.
No offensive touchdown scored, which is what I thought would happen.
That's
I
not what we called
a
veggie
couple
burger.
Couple field goals.
First
that's
off,
not a veggie burger.
Kyle was the one that said the words, I believe, or at least confirmed that it is under 11 points. Both teams under 11 because 10 is too attainable.
It was originally under 10, and then I said you need to include 10 as part of it because 10 is common.
So Kyle gave you a point, and you still lost.
I lost. But we don't need to do it right now. next season we will define the burgers. I think we need a vegan burger where everybody's under 10. Veggie burger, which is kind of in the less than 2 touchdowns.
I think
range.
We need a drive-through menu as a set prop that shows all the different burger props.
Animal style.
Because I think we'll have a digital screen at the new place, so we just make a JPEG.
There we go.
Animal style is three defensive touchdowns. I love that. Yeah.
Yes. If the coach is going to get fired at the end of a game, that's animal style.
Or if the coach trips a guy on a kick return.
That's protein style if the coach gets fired.
Maybe more defensive and special teams touchdowns than offense touchdowns.
That's protein, I think. That's all meat, no bread.
This is the first episode. Our first Patreon episode is us figuring out the burgers.
Get on board. Pay us $25 an episode or whatever it is.
It's going to be 25, baby.
Donate us some money and we will explain all this bullshit in great detail.
So we watched Blaine Gabbert heroically lead the Chiefs into field goal range.
With his legs.
They win the game. We leave. We go to Chili's. Mm-hmm. Chili's was interesting. It was flooded with fans from the stadium. And they, so obviously there's a night game, Bills, Dolphins, which really matters. Mm-hmm. The entire Chili's playing cartoons.
It was the premiere of Fox's Grimsburg.
But this is what happens at a restaurant. When the day game is on Fox, the night staff does not give a fuck. They've been running around for hours.
Yeah.
You're going to end up watching some Grimsburg.
Well, and that Chili's staff was really, they got sacked by the end of that game. And everybody from the stadium chose to go to that one Chili's, including us. And they still managed to serve us
in record time
so quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, we got the easiest food, I think, on the menu. A couple of strips, a couple of wings, a couple of quesadilla pieces. That's easy to put together. But still, we got our table turned in like 25 minutes.
It's true. And then I ended up getting diarrhea in record time, which was good for me because I needed to get diarrhea early because I had some shit I had to do like pretty soon after. So
And
I got the diarrhea out of the way. I ate. It was great.
I still don't know this. Did you make it to group one of 51st Jokes?
I did. I made it with a little time to spare, just enough time to be very scared in the green room.
And how'd the joke go?
It was good. No, I aced it, baby.
Can you give the people the joke? I think it's quick enough that it's fun.
No. Listen,
you get to show up.
Patreon?
That's a Patreon, baby.
All right. Is it Patreon or Patreon?
It's too good and too stupid.
Fair enough. I disagree with one of those. It's not stupid. It's brilliant.
I think it's so stupid it's brilliant. But that's
brilliant.
Scared in the green room from fear of more diarrhea or the drugs were still kind
of all of it. All of the things you just said. Plus, it's 25 of us in a green room that's designed for maybe 6 or 7 heads tops.
Okay.
So we're, you know, it's standing room only. And you're standing next to some people you haven't talked to in maybe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
If that. Don't remember how the last conversation went. That type of vibe. You feel me?
But then you got out of there.
But then we got out of there. Got it up and out.
Well done.
Thank you.
I think all around a perfect way to spend a Sunday, the last Sunday of the season, going to the most meaningless game of the season, and ignoring the other team. Even really me ignoring the Chiefs, honestly.
Mostly.
Yeah, you were pretty.
We were focused more on drinking and potting and all the stuff that we wanted to do, talking to weird humans. None of us were really paying attention to the football, and that's the way it should be.
It's true. I would say getting to the game, a dream. Leaving the game, got a little tough. It was kind of a reminder that a football game is your whole day, no matter what time the kickoff is.
You do have to leave early. Even if there's suspense at the end, just leave early.
A little early.
It's true. We should have left early. That was the only mistake of the day that we made. But you know who didn't make mistakes? Much this season, Danny. You won the regular season picks totals.
Yeah.
175 and 100. Well done.
Kudos.
Kudos to you.
We still have the most.
This is not over yet because mm-hmm. Kyle's at 172 and 103, so the playoffs still matter. Jamel has a if you I'd get some burgers or veggies some shit, you could maybe make this happen.
I'm 10 back.
You're 10 back, 165 and 110.
That 4-12 week is haunting
me. I landed at 154 and 121, but Jamel, you did win the week at 12-4.
Come on.
So nicely done.
On my deathbed, I picked the Giants to win that game.
This is the exact same as your fantasy team. You just put out a week 18 masterclass that nobody cares about and that matters now.
For absolutely no reason whatsoever.
And now we've made it to Super Wild Card Weekend.
Woo! Come on, it's time.
Is it super because they just have another day of football? Now we have a Monday game?
We have three fucking days of football. Yeah. What's more super than that?
El Super.
So let's go through the games. Let's do our picks. And there is the illustrious going 11-0 in the playoffs. If any one of us does that, is there a bump?
What if you go, of, if you look perfect, for?
Obviously, because it's guy, really hard to choose all these games correctly. Sure. There's not that many
to
games.
Get that bump. Obviously, I'm going to say you yes, can get bumps. The bump. Two bumps.
I'm saying these games. Now we need to lock in. It's the playoffs. We need to take this just as seriously as the players and the teams are.
What kind of a bump do you want? If you're talking
plus
about
five,
plus five doesn't even matter.
I have an idea.
Here we go.
If you go.
It's not going to happen, by the way. No one's fucking cleaning the
streak. And this could happen at any point. It could be implemented in the future as well. You could have an on-fire streak based on the times the games start and end. So there's no simultaneous playoff games.
There are not.
So if you pick six in a row, you could be on fire.
Ooh.
And then be getting 1.5 points for every correct one after.
Like
a little NBA jam on fire type of thing, you know?
All right.
So 11 is a lot, but if you got Saturday and Sunday right, maybe Monday could be worth two to you or something like, or if you get this whole week right,
that's what
you
it should
start
be.
With the whole week.
If you get this whole week right, you're on fire.
Yes.
And then every game you pick from there, I'm even willing to give you 2 points. Per
yeah.
pick.
You could be on a double point streak that ends once you miss a game.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to go undefeated even this round. I mean, there's only six games, but it's
only
tough.
One team will do it.
Yeah, I don't really care for these matchups as far as like betting and prognosticating.
Yeah, I'm not loving
concerned.
It.
Everything is kind of a coin flip. It could go either way.
Not everything, but this first game is very hard to call.
Yeah.
Browns at Texans, Saturday, 1:30 p.m., our first playoff game of the season. We have Joe Flacco going to C.J. Stroud's house.
Joe Flacco sat in week 18 because he's so important to the team.
Imagine that.
And that's where we're at with the Browns is that they believe they have an offense, and they definitely have a defense. They have the number one defense in the league going up against a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
Who did not do great the last time he saw a top five defense, as I recall. Didn't he get knocked out of that Jets game?
Yes, he did. You were at that game.
I was at that game.
I think there's going to be a lot of putting fear into this kid's heart. I mean, look, they're a great story. I think they're the best. They're the biggest happy-to-be-there team because it didn't look like they were going to 2 weeks ago. The Browns knew that they were going to be in the playoffs.
Yes.
That's why they brought in a ringer like Joe Flacco.
Also, shout out to the Jags. What a collapse to even allow this possibility. Yeah.
The number one seed 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like for an hour.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So they made that possible. And I'm actually happy. Nobody wanted that Jags team in the playoffs. I'm so happy.
I don't think there's a playoff team on either side the Jags could beat.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a playoff team 1-7 on AFC or NFC that the Jags would.
Did they lose to the Steelers this year?
They would to this team. Maybe not without Watt.
But still, I mean, Alex Highsmith is pretty good, and he got a couple of sacks when Watt was out. I think you're right that the Jags could not beat anybody in this whole lineup. But I honestly think the Steelers aren't even the worst AFC team in the playoffs.
Oh, I don't either. I think you drew them, but we'll get to that game. Texans, AFC South champions, D'Amico Ryan's first year as head coach did a great job. C.J. Stroud led. I mean, they have injuries in their skill position players, too, and they're doing just fine. I love the Texans in this spot. You have Joe Flacco, the corpse of Joe Flacco on the road. Stroud is absolutely balling. And yet, it was me who predicted the Browns would be in the AFC championship in the preseason.
You did.
I foresaw that happening. So I have to honor my past self. And I am selecting the Browns in this game.
Now, did I week one say that the Texans were good? I don't know if I predicted them in the playoffs, but I definitely said something positive about them.
Somewhere.
The thing about it is we've seen a lot of this game. The Texans having the first game of the playoffs and not being ready for it.
Yeah, that's
kind of a tradition of the new millennium.
And in Energy Stadium, too.
They always get a home game, and they are always not ready.
The first Saturday game, you're like, fuck, the playoffs started? Oh, yeah, Texans are playing.
Alex
they look
Smith
like
beat
some
him.
Ass. Yeah. This is the first time they had a quarterback who was for real.
It is.
This is the first time they actually had one.
That first season, though, when you got the for real quarterback and he makes it to the playoffs, he's just like, the nerves get to him, his mom's in the stands, all that stuff. It just feels like it's actually, This is where it usually ends.
I feel like Stroud has the composure that Watson doesn't have. I mean, he was so talented those couple of years with them, but I don't see Stroud blowing a massive lead. I don't know about winning this game, but Stroud is an even-keeled seaman guy.
I'm going with the Texans.
Jamel is selecting the Texans, trying to go 6-0 this week, and he is starting with the rookie quarterback.
Houston Texans.
I think that this is a tough matchup to call in terms of who I would want to win, because yes, that would be fun. CJ Stroud come, you know, break out into the playoffs, proving he's legit. But then there's the Browns. Like, how are the Browns the team you're not rooting for in this situation?
I know what you're saying, man. And their defense is really good, but I don't know, man. Maybe the Texans defense can do just enough. That's where I'm headed.
I did not see much from the Texans defense when I watched that Colts game.
Yeah, they got ran all over.
Yeah.
Could have lost.
I just feel like the Browns, they've got to really, they've just got to stop Nico Collins is basically all they have to do, because the Texans running game is meh.
There's not much there. Singletary?
I mean, if you just stop C.J. Stroud from throwing 60-yard bombs over and over again, and he still almost didn't win that game. They only scored 23 points.
Right, and if you take that first play again, which is just a 75-yard bomb to Nico Collins, they didn't really play well after that.
Yeah.
You can't take that away because it happened, but for 59 minutes and 45 seconds, they weren't great.
Joe Flacco scores 17 points, they win the game.
It was pretty cool to watch him win Rookie of the Year in real time. Yeah. I was listening to the NPR. Jordy's got NPR on in the car, and they got the sports desk.
Really?
Exactly. I'm like, what? y'all talking NFL? And the person was like the head of like NFL content for The Ringer, and they were saying that CJ Stroud had Offensive Rookie of the Year locked up. And I'm like, what about Puka Nacua? He's got this rookie reception record.
Right.
Rams made the playoffs, too. I don't know about that. And then I literally watched the man win the award on the first play of the game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, y'all got it.
I love the belief in the Texans. I'm going to have to go with Dan and say the Browns.
Wow. I mean, it's not wrong. I know I'm the wrong one.
I also will pick the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
I like the games where the team's strengths match up, the offense versus defense, rather than two good offenses and two bad defenses. You know what I mean? It's like these are opposite teams.
Yeah.
So it makes all the possessions entertaining, whether it's like powerhouses matching up or just kind of odd teams haphazardly throwing a possession together.
The idea of watching Deshaun Watson in street clothes.
In Houston.
With a winter cap on and his little towel on his shoulder, jogging around happily. I don't like it in my mind, and I will stay Texas.
I think the fact that he's getting Foles on the sideline, like, you win that game. When he takes the Wentz role, Flacco takes the Foles roles.
Is the city gonna give him? Are they gonna give him like a thank you Deshaun video?
Hell no.
Are they gonna give him? You sure?
It just ends with him ahead 24-0 in a playoff game. And they're like, thank you. We forgot what happened after that bye.
And they just bring Ray Rice in, give him an award.
Sure.
Coolest guy of the year.
Two cursed franchises, too.
Yeah.
They really, both these teams, like, fan bases are just going to be tight buttholes.
I mean, one of these teams is more cursed than the other team.
Yeah, for sure.
One of these teams is 6 years old.
Right.
And the other team has been cursed twice.
Yeah.
But they do make it to the divisional round on occasion, and I think this is one of those occasions.
At what point in the history of football are the Texans going to have a road playoff game?
Because
all they have to do is win the fucking South.
They win their division and then lose. Yeah. That's the thing. If you win your division, you get the home game, but then they never win another game to like let the number matter.
If the Texans lose this game, which they should, it's time to start talking division reformation. AFC South.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, let's get to the next game. Dolphins at Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me set the table for Danny and Kyle here.
I'll close my eyes for this.
Yeah, Jamel, you're not a part of this. Get ready for everyone to tell you that this game didn't count, and it's not fair. They would have beat you if they were full strength, blah, blah, blah. Trust me as a guy who knows. I've been dealing with it with Niners fans for a full year after we whooped their ass and ended their season last year. So congratulations on advancing, you guys, but it didn't count. The game was rigged for the Chiefs. If they had Andrew Van Ginkel or whoever the fuck, everything would be different. Blah, 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 blah. That's all you get from this. It's kind of a bad spot. You're going to win the game, and everyone's going to be like,
it's like the college football playoff team that had to play Liberty.
Yeah, Oregon. Yeah.
Oregon, yeah, where yeah, you're yeah. like, hey, you go, if you win 56-3, everyone still is like, you probably could have won 56-0.
Exactly. It's kind of that game. There's no...
The Chiefs might lose. Yeah, I was gonna,
they could, the Chiefs are there scenarios?
The could,
I was going to go with scenarios.
They could.
Is it going to be negative
I don't
nine?
Think, I think that I don't think Miami's injuries are as substantial as the substantial. 49ers' injuries in the NFC Championship
no.
game last year. If you're playing a guy who isn't a quarterback, it's different than...
Josh Johnson is a quarterback.
You've lost some.
I do think that there is more of a disadvantage, though, for the quarterback they do have. Going into Arrowhead, playing in cold weather where he never did. The guy's fucking
I do.
Hawaiian.
I also agree that, like, full strength, I don't think the Dolphins have too much going for them. Tyreek Hill's the only guy who's ever played in the cold.
And he's yeah. hurt.
And even then,
and
last time he was at
hurts.
Home, it was really hot. And
he's got to be checking his ring cam over and over again to make sure there's not another fire at home. He's going to have a lot on his mind, a lot on his plate, because they're going to rely on him so much.
My biggest nightmare scenario is losing to him in the playoffs.
Honestly, if we lose this game, I'm at peace with it because we can finally draft in a position where we can get...
We can be at the beginning of the wide receiver run
yeah,
instead
exactly.
of stuck at the end of it.
And we talked about that last week. Like, I would take that because we're not winning the Super Bowl this year, I don't think, unless we go under... I do like the momentum that we've got going on, though. I know the last two games were a bunch of crap, but honestly, like, beating Jake Browning, not the worst win we've had all season. This last one was more of just an uplifting, like, the backups played pretty well, at least on defense. Gabbert had a couple of runs, and then Chris Jones getting his incentive. Everybody cheers for him.
It's the first time Chiefs players have smiled on the sideline since
yes.
week five.
Yeah, and Travis Kelce not playing, I think, was a good decision. I think he was just like, look, I'm locked in. And you guys know the reason why I haven't been playing that well is because I'm fucking old and my bones hurt. I don't need 16 yards yeah. as much as I need another week of rest.
I think we'll be all right. I don't. The Dolphins got they like signed Justin Houston this
yeah.
morning or something.
Just to spite us.
I don't know. I think it'll be a better game than it should be. I think the Dolphins got some hobbled guys, but they'll play. We'll see how it plays out, but I think the Chiefs will be fine.
I like it as a blowout, honestly. Not maybe a blowout, but a 10-point victory.
Chiefs got to score 30 points to blow a team out, and I don't see us doing that.
I think our defense is heating people up lately, and maybe the offense can't match the intensity. But, you know, Tua's just got to play like dog shit, and he's great at that.
Yeah. The weather is going to be, what, -28
yeah.
on
be
the field?
So
yeah.
cold.
Yeah. Hoth.
I'm interested in Mecole Hardman this game.
Sure.
We watched him kind of, he kind of
oh, yeah,
got
you guys
into
see
a little
him
bit of
18
a,
targets in a game. The
yeah,
other
yeah. And now, he was getting them from Blaine Gabbert, who could barely throw, barely has an arm and hands.
You got the full Mecole Hardman experience in that game the other day, which was like, oh, he could create a lot of separation. Oh, he still is like elite fast. Why did he stop running?
Yeah,
why'd
yeah.
you stop running on that?
Yeah,
why'd you
run
out of bounds and then jump in bounds yeah. to catch it like a kid in a backyard?
But he did catch a really good ball that was like the defender was right on him and he still got it and kind of double clutched it and then
kept running.
It's
the only receiver I've seen the Chiefs have all year who came back to the ball. The
yeah.
thing Mahomes screams at every I watched a national championship game last night. And I'm like, this sucks to watch. Every receiver comes back to the ball
yeah.
and catches it. You're like, every single receiver on both of those teams would be the Chiefs' second best wide receiver. It like yeah. sucks to watch a fucking college football. And Michigan doesn't even throw the ball 6 yards.
Yeah,
it's
don't.
Insane
yeah.
to watch. I mean, Washington's got like wild good receivers. I think yeah. I don't follow college football a ton. I think that's their thing. Mm-hmm. But I was just the whole time I'm yeah. like, this sucks.
It is hard to watch college.
The way
football.
J.J. McCarthy acts about how he plays quarterback is so funny. When you
is
think
that
about
the funniest thing ever. Quarterback?
Yes. All
so
they
he
do,
like meditates yes. and stuff.
He
on a
takes his shoes and socks off
yeah.
before every game.
Has
puts
to
them
feel
back
the
on.
Feel the
he
earth.
Has to hug the team therapist.
Yeah. This is a guy whose mom mouth kisses him before the game in a
absolutely.
Weird way. You know it for sure.
All
like, this is like
dink yeah. and dunk.
I mean, you see the old like. NFL films footage of the guy, like the Chiefs quarterback, smoking a cigarette on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
we have JJ McCarthy.
That's at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Talking to the sports psychologist, being like, remember where you are.
Right.
Remember where you are, you're at.
Well, and he won. You know, sometimes whatever it
win
takes.
Win one big.
And I think this is a whatever it takes. We're just going to, I don't know. If I'm going to place a bet on this game, it's going to be Tua under 250 yards if
yeah.
that's a prop.
And remember, this game doesn't matter.
And it
you
doesn't
didn't
matter.
Win.
And
you
I don't
didn't
care.
Actually win.
And it's
I
not on
do
TV.
Not care about
it's not
it.
On
that's
TV.
True. It's not even real.
So we have Chiefs across the board,
all
right?
All of us Chiefs.
Chiefs? Jamel, you tried to go 6-0 here. This isn't for funsies. Chiefs.
This could be one of those games where we're down 10-0 early. And
oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Okay, last thing about this game. When the Dolphins lose this game, are they moving forward with Tua as their quarterback? Like, this is a serious question.
I think this is a franchise tag situation.
Okay, so you see one more year. I think we know what Tua is, and I don't think it's great.
I've never seen someone be so, I don't know, it's so much worse under pressure.
Yeah.
Like, literal pressure. It's, like, crazy. Except Washington's fucking quarterback last night. So I guess if you're left-handed, you're under pressure.
Yeah.
You cannot make a throw.
And I think
it looked exact. I'm like, I watched Washington's quarterback last week. I'm like, this is the number one pick.
Yeah,
this guy's insane. But then the second there's a rusher near him, I'm just like, you're throwing the ball to nothing.
And I feel like the left hand gets colder than the right hand. And so he's going to have his left hand exposed in the cold. There are just so many factors against the Dolphins. This is the most factors against
the
team going
for the
into
cold.
A game.
I think that'll be – I mean, I'm not going to – I'm excited to be inside and
yeah, we'll be
for
watching safely under heat
watching
lamps.
Watching on NFLBite.com.
Yeah.
The biggest takeaway from this game is going to be this game is going to put some strain on illegal streamers.
Hey, no, if anybody wants –
you better be stretching now,
NFL,
guys.
NFLEastStreams.co, you guys had better be opening server space.
Get it ready now. Delete all them old picks because we need you.
I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm going to be watching on a sports bar big screen. So my Peacock login is open.
Ooh, open for business. I am also paying for Peacock at the crib. So if anybody needs to come by,
give us a shout. Wants to text me a Peacock login.
Yeah,
I think
I can.
Yeah. Okay, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Steelers at Bills. Man, also a weather game. I think this one has wind. Is it what they're forecasting? Like 40 mile per hour winds in like 0 degrees.
It's gonna have wind. It's going to have water, it's going to have earth, but no heart.
What do you call jumping through a table?
So it's an episode of Avatar and not Captain Planet. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I think Josh Allen could be Avatar The Last Airbender, where most of the time he's the cartoon, but sometimes he's the M. Night Shyamalan movie version.
Whenever he's throwing a pick in Shyamalan.
Yeah, look, I'm picking the Bills to win. I think we probably all are, but people need to stop and think about putting their mouth around the Bills' penis this whole off season or postseason because they're not that good. Buddy. They didn't play a good game in week 18. They didn't play a good game in week 17.
6-1 in your last seven. Yeah.
And Josh Allen's stats have gone down.
I'm on the opposite train as Danny because I'm like, Josh Allen hasn't played great and they keep winning games, and that's kind of crazy.
And one day he's going to wake up from whatever concussion-like symptoms he's been experiencing all year, and he's going to play regularly. Yeah.
Normally, if they win games, Josh Allen is the best player in the world that week. Yeah, and they've been winning games where he's been the bad Josh
Allen.
Come on,
dog. They are in Al-Qaeda mode.
This game is a ridiculous warm-up. This is a game where I'm like, I think the Bills will probably win by 24, but they might lose by one.
That's the thing is, I think this is a close game. If the spread is something like 7.5, I'm pounding the Steelers.
Okay.
Say what you will about Al-Qaeda, but that was a squad.
And
they had a unit.
Organized.
And they never fired this team.
Nobody on Al-Qaeda would have scored that touchdown. They would have kneeled it. You feel me? Unit.
Josh, is it Josh Al?
Yo!
Bills.
Yeah.
Bills.
Yeah, it's the Bills.
It's the Bills.
If Watt was playing, this would be a long conversation. That's the kind of guy who ruins Josh Allen's life.
True.
I feel bad for the Bills.
I hate betting that the Chiefs will win games this year, but goddamn it, if playing in Buffalo doesn't kind of make me think we could win that game too. I don't know.
Okie dokie. Packers at Cowboys. Sunday, 1:30, game of, the next two are the games of the week, I would say. Packers at Cowboys. It gives you visions of the old Rodgers teams coming in and eliminating the Cowboys or breaking their hearts in all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
The Packers playing in Dallas is like a thorn in their side. This is something I think Cowboys fans like have a deep seated fear of.
Sure.
Like, even if it's Jordan Love, and I know the team looks a little different, this is still McCarthy playing his old team, playing his old fucking pupil in the head coach. So this isn't a Cowboys blowout assured.
There's some spice in this game.
There's some spice.
This could be, Dak could come out, throw a pick right away.
That's what I mean. It's just like the Cowboys team, clearly better. But there's some intangible that I don't believe playoffs Cowboys yet.
Well, it's the... because they're playing the Packers, there's NFL lore.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, the lore.
I think this is like a 25-23 game. It's like the Cowboys come out and look bad, and then they have to scramble to win the game, and that's the beginning of the end for them. But I don't think that they lose this game.
Yeah, I'm with the Cowboys too, man. It's just they're actually good this year.
Unfortunately, they are, but they do have to get kicked out of the playoffs and disappoint their entire fan base. That is exactly what the Cowboys are about.
Which week does that happen?
I think next week.
Because if you get the Rams, that's an issue. I think you'd rather want to see the Lions in the next week, right?
I think the Lions could beat them too.
You have to go at Lions. The Lions. Remember that game they got screwed out of? The Lions are salivating for the Cowboys. Yes,
they actually want
the Cowboys.
I mean, we'll get to it, but the Lions, people are severely underestimating the Lions.
Wow.
I am one of them.
I'm taking the Cowboys, and this is a serious. I know that the Cowboys have to get kicked out, but let's say they actually do it. This is their best shot at doing it.
It is.
Yeah.
If you really break it down.
The
Niners are not. They got Chiefs.
The Niners have Purdy.
The AFC.
Niners have a guy who could throw the game
but
away.
But it's their best. It's their best season. Everyone else's. It's like the other top teams' lowest seasons. And there's good film on how to beat all the other top teams.
Well, and Niners Cowboys is the matchup the NFL wants in the championship.
It's a beaut. That's a nice little jersey matchup.
Man,
when I think about jersey matchups.
So annoying. I would be worried. For people living in Niners Nation, be worried. Lock up your car. That's what I'll say.
They have to do that anyway. They live in San Francisco.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Everybody, look, in all of these NFL cities, you probably want to lock your car, unless it's Green Bay.
Yeah, you don't need your car.
Green Bay is the only city, I think, that the NFL, maybe Tempe, Arizona, or wherever.
Do you think Aaron
Glendale?
Glendale now.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers has any remorse or regret? Like, I could be in this game.
He keeps calling the Packers interviews. Do you see that?
Yeah.
He's like, well, we really would play. The Bears really want to beat us. Dude, you don't even play for the team you're on.
He didn't have to force his way out of this team. He could easily just be leading a much better. I know he got injured, so that could have also happened on the Packers.
It wouldn't have happened because his home field would have been real grass.
Right.
Yeah. Then the Packers would be the 3 seed about to lose to the Rams.
It's good. Very possible. Danny, you have the Cowboys in this game?
So it's all Cowboys.
I begrudgingly am choosing the Cowboys. I'm with you, and I think this could be a game as well. I like the way Jordan Love's playing. I think Aaron Jones is that versatile back we always thought he would. He's catching 5+ passes out of the backfield now. He's kind of can do a little bit of everything. So
this could be the most entertaining game.
It easily could be. Unless Rams-Lions jumps it. Because you have the Goff-Stafford trade now fucking reaches ahead. Now who won the trade? The Rams won the trade because they won the Super Bowl. But Goff, if you look at their stats, they're basically the same. Stafford comes home.
Super Bowl, they're even in Super Bowls.
This is the house that Stafford built. He's coming home. He's playing against Jared Goff, a man he doesn't respect, clearly. And you know he doesn't.
He probably doesn't.
Jared Goff, though, has some things to his advantage. He plays great at home. He has Amon-Ra St. Brown. And he has two really good running backs. And I don't know if the Rams can handle the outside run. I know they got Aaron Donald. But what else they got on defense?
Their top rusher is not Aaron Donald this year, right? They got another guy.
Sure, cleanup sack guy. You know, whatever guy is. I don't think about the Rams defense. Do you?
No.
I mean, I don't, but I think they're okay. I mean, but the Rams offense is, they got the best receiver in the NFC. I mean, aside from CeeDee Lamb. I think it goes Lamb and then Nacua.
You're going to call him the over A.J. Brown, you'd have Puka?
Yep.
Okay.
I'd have Amon-Ra.
This year? What is A.J.
Brown? What do you mean this year? Look at the stats.
All right, fine. Sure.
People were talking about A.J. Brown MVP. Midway.
We at the end way.
Yeah, we are.
This is a different way.
Things took a turn.
Exactly.
I like the Lions offense at home. It just feels like they play so much better and they're energized. And the Rams, God bless them. You know what? They probably will win this game. But I don't want them to. And I don't want them to so strongly that I'm going to bet on the Lions to win.
Okay.
Okay.
I like the Rams. I like the Rams offense a lot. I think, what's his name? Who's the running back? Kendrick Williams? Kellen Williams?
Kyren Williams.
Yeah, he's come on strong.
He's for really real.
Yeah.
Is he as good as Jameer?
Cooper Kupp is there.
Still capable of being the best player in the league.
Sure. His leg hurts, though.
His leg always hurts.
So they got two real receivers. and they got a real back too, man. This is a really good matchup.
This is what Kyle was talking about, just two great offenses. So that's that matchup.
I got the Rams.
I have the Rams as well, because I was thinking, if you flip the quarterbacks, like, it's easily Lions, right? Like, if Stafford is if Goff is on the Rams and Stafford's on the Lions, it's a no-brainer for the Lions. But Stafford is on the Rams, and he's a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP, I believe.
Look, Sean McVay, great schemer.
Better coach than Campbell, even though I like good Campbell coach, better.
A pretty boy. But who's the motivator? Between those two coaches, who's going to make you want to kill the other team?
I think that if there's one thing that disrupts and ruins a overly aggressive fourth down coach, it's Aaron Donald.
Yeah, I'm right.
It's true.
If there's one person that can ruin your, fourth and four. Right. Oh, fourth and five. Well, I mean, I trust you. I trust the guy that the Bengals couldn't win the Super Bowl on a fourth and one because of Aaron Donald.
I'm riding Aaron Donald as well, a man who is purely motivated by cash at this point.
He's probably mad that Chris Jones had a highlight.
The ultimate motivator, exactly.
And so, Danny, you were on an island choosing the Lions, which is crazy.
They're the two seed.
They're the better team. They're the best team all season.
Just think about it.
I'm thinking about it a lot, man. But I'm thinking about it's the Detroit Lions. Are the Lions really ready to
Is Detroit as a fan base really ready to win a playoff game?
Yes,
that is where I'm talking.
Are they ready?
The vibes in the building, if you go down at all, are just going to be atrocious.
But they're immaculate right now.
Yes,
and the Rams have been there. This is all a treat to the Rams fans. They barely care. They just won the Super Bowl. They probably won't win the Super Bowl this year. They got to the playoffs after kind of being buried early in the season. This is all gravy. There's no gravy in Lions Nation. There's barely any food in Detroit.
The Rams have a guy who can ruin the game. Who knows if he will, but they have a guy who's capable of it. I'm riding with it. Rams.
All right.
Okay. And then Monday night.
The best game of the season.
The worst game of the playoffs so far. We have the lowly Eagles going, the worst team in football.
Man.
Head to Tampa Bay.
It has been a long time since I have witnessed an Eagles meltdown. Usually we're saying Cowboys meltdown.
Cowboys doing the playoffs. If we win this game, the last month is just washed and great. We're now now we've advanced. We're a couple games away.
Look, super fans of this show know me and Dan the last few weeks have been, you know, painfully complaining about our teams. It's out of hurt, but still, we have been upset at the way our teams have been playing. The last 2 weeks of the season went one way for the Chiefs and the other way for the Eagles. And I feel like we have a little bit of momentum. It might not be enough to get us over the hump of being terrible
as a receiver. The backups are certainly excited.
But the vibes coming out of Eagles Nation are god-awful.
I mean, yeah, people are calling for Sirianni's head. They want
him
gone.
They're looking for all kinds of heads. They're just head crazy. Yeah. You guys are just like Hurts's head, A.J. Brown's head.
Same here, bud. sorry.
Well, bad news for me, about a month plus ago, I bought tickets to a horror movie marathon on Monday night. I have a Jeff Burr, if you got shout out Jeff Burr. I think he's dead now. But he's a director. He directs Crap. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
Okay.
Stepfather 2.
Yeah, whoa. The better one.
It is the better one. And those are two of the films that I will be seeing Monday while ignoring this playoff game.
That's a great choice.
I mean, you are going to be watching a horror film either way.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to turn my phone off. I'm going to let the pieces fall where they may.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not going to know what's happening in this game. It is going to be agonizing. I've never missed an Eagles playoff game as long as I can remember in my life. So this is uncharted territory. I don't know why I could easily not go and just watch this game, but I kind of want to see these movies on the big screen. I love this shit.
You are going to come out of that theater with so many texts from me. I'm going to send you 900 live stream texts. It'll be so hard for you to figure out what the score was because you'll be sifting through all of my texts.
Yeah, I start with the text and try to deduce what happened?
Well, however,
or do
you like
go to
play
the actual ESPN and to see what happened?
And then I'm also going to send you a bunch of texts that don't have shit to do with
it.
I'm going to send you a series of innocuous GIFs.
Put them all in the invisible ink text so he has to scrubble his finger across it the whole time.
And it's all going
to
be that fat kid with dreads doing the peace sign and disappearing.
And it's all like exclamation points and question marks. And I'm like, what's happening?
He's disappearing again.
Fuck. I do think the Eagles win this game.
Okay.
I think they could.
I think they do. I think it just the roster's more talented. I think the defense is an atrocity. It's the worst I've witnessed in months. I mean, the offense no-showed in the Giants game, but I think they were playing possum in that game, and they're ready for this one.
All right.
They knew they would rather have the Bucks than have to play the Rams at home. So it's kind of – I think they chose this in a way. They do.
Okay. It's not impossible.
Once they realized the one seed wasn't a possibility and
they got a little lazy.
They got a little bit content. But I do think there's still some Super Bowl DNA from last year and the one we actually won still in that locker room. I think they know how to get up for a playoff game. I would be shocked if they no-showed a playoff game. So I'm picking the Eagles.
I need some other picks before I decide.
Listen. What I don't know much. I was reading. I think going into the playoffs on a 5-game losing streak is bad.
It's not a 5-game. It's not a 5-game losing streak. So
what is it?
They're 1-4 in their last 5.
Yes. Okay.
The last time that happened, the team lost their first
game. We won Christmas Day. If you
the
recall.
Time before that happened, the Ravens won the Super Bowl. They went 1-4 into the playoffs, and then Flacco won the Super Bowl.
Precedent.
It just never happens. It's only happened 3 times ever that a team has gone 1-4 at the end of the year and still made the playoffs. But one of the times they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is pretty wild. But they didn't lose it the year before either. Losing the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl hangover.
It is a lot of weird one-and-done playoff, like, juju.
And, you know, the one way that the Bucs can win a game is against a porous defense. Baker Mayfield has been known recently to go off for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns and the like. He has that in him.
And he's got Mike Evans. Who's looking good.
Rashad White still around, still there.
I'm picking the Bucks because this is a comedy podcast. Mm-hmm. And the funniest thing I could think of is Baker Mayfield in the divisional round. Sounds real funny to me. Plus, I'm giving the Bucks some extra points for giving us a new national anthem. I don't know if you guys saw the video.
My God.
The flyover.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the national anthem should begin with the words, open up the safe, bitch. If I know anything about America, one of our stances, one of our mantras is open up the safe, bitch.
And speaking of which, Dan, just give me this as a fan close to the team. Do you think that the Eagles escape room excursion may have brought the team together in the last minutes?
Well, I mean, they did it before the Giants game, so
Did not work.
It didn't work.
So there is no escape. I'm picking the Bucks.
Let's go. Oh my goodness. Why would you throw away your 6-0 start?
It's
Dan?
A Monday night massacre.
I'm in the lead. All I need to do is protect myself.
All you have to do is win one game, right? All you have to do is like be a plus one in one of these weeks and it's over?
I'll make it up even if I do lose this one.
You can't get on fire if you blow this.
I could be dominating
you could.
The picks if the Lions and Bucks win these games.
Wow, okay. So the last two games, you and Kyle are really the matchup. That Rams, Lions, and Eagles, Bucks games become enormous.
I bet
they're also
split
important to the teams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look, could they eat Mike Evans and Godwin go for 150 apiece? Easily. We have the softest, worst defense I can remember. But I think Darius Slay will be back for this game. I think people are discounting how big of a loss, like losing your all-pro cornerback is and then adjusting on the fly. Like, it matters a little bit. So Slay will be back. That should at least bring us from the worst defense to the second worst defense.
I feel that.
So give me the Eagles hesitantly. I will be looking at my phone at around 10 p.m. that night. Actually, I'll probably look at it between
You'll take a piss.
Be sitting in the toilet and watching the
last
three.
Overtime starts when you're between movies.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. So that's the Super Wild Card Weekend picks. Let's get into the Super Wild Card Weekend mailbag.
You've got mail.
Every week, especially in the playoffs, the mail floods the Sorry We Love Football headquarters. And this year is no different. A lot of mail. I don't know where to start. Who wants to pick a piece of mail?
I'll kick it off.
Okay.
I got an exciting one. My letter today is from Herschel Walker.
Oh,
Hirsch came in.
I love that.
Hey, guys, big fan of the show. I'm writing in to let all of your listeners know there's a thief amongst you in Los Angeles. Joe Coy stole his Golden Globes monologue from me word for word,
wow,
bar for bar. You might be saying to yourself, what the fuck are you talking about, Herschel? How could a serious politician like yourself write such hysterically funny material? Well, it's true. I wrote all of that. This was the speech I had planned for CPAC this year. I figured there's nothing like a little levity and some pop culture references to get everybody's mind off how I used to beat my wife and get into shootouts with the police. My jaw hit the floor when I heard my favorite comedian taking my words. I used to love you, Joe Coy. That boobies line was going to make me this country's next president, but now I'm ruined. Good luck finding a new pickleball partner, you piece of shit. We're done.
Wow.
Yours truly, Herschel Walker.
Wow.
So Herschel Walker has to go on Club Shay Shay now, right?
Yeah, I think that's. I think one's coming. I think Herschel's coming to Club Shay Shay. There might not be any cognac allowed in the room for that episode, but it's on the way.
Honestly, if he wasn't really in line to become a national official, I would say keep cranking these sound bites out. He was one of the funnier candidates out there.
He was.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Joe Coy, too. I just can't have the Eagles pull Joe Coy in our playoff game.
That's what I'm predicting.
I'm predicting
a full-on
halftime. Sirianni's like, you think I all these
blaming everybody
you
else?
You think I called these plays?
Yeah.
You think these are my plays? I just got the job.
Yeah. Got the job 5 days ago.
Teeth looking white as shit. Why is teeth so
white?
It
was crazy. Even Kim pointed that out. She's like, this is unnatural.
Yeah. There's a level that's too far with whitening.
Holy shit, his teeth were white.
All right, I got a letter here. I don't know if you guys saw me, but I grabbed from the bottom of the bag while you guys were ranting.
I saw you dig down there. You swam down there.
I had to. Yeah, that's a big bag. Hey, guys. Love the show. This is Jeffrey Epstein, or I guess you'd say the ghost of Jeffrey Epstein, since I am confirmed dead. I wanted to float down and clear up the issue involving Aaron Rodgers when he went on... Yeah, float up. Well, he says down when he's trying to... Thank you.
Woo!
Take that, Epstein. I want to clear up the issue involving Aaron Rodgers when he went on ESPN and accused Jimmy Kimmel of being on my naughty list. The truth is, Aaron Rodgers never said that. I did. I was inhabiting his body, much like what happened to Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost.
Oh.
And it works because Aaron has taken so many ayahuascas that he's basically psychic. And this is why he can seem so normal and nice on a show like Hard Knocks, but then when he hops on Pat McAfee, that's all Epstein, baby. Socks off, scotch in hand, a disgustingly underage girl sitting just out of frame. I'm the Jekyll to Aaron Rodgers Hyde. And next season, it's going to be Aaron that wins the Super Bowl. But guess who's going to Disney World? Epstein, baby. Sweet dreams, kiddies.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's one of the only explanations, actually, is that Aaron Rodgers
felt real,
right? Is inhabited by... What's it? That's something spirit. What's
I actually
the
always thought it was the
spirit?
Other way around. Aaron was inhabiting
Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein.
Wow.
That's why he wanted to be friends with princes so much.
There is a symbiotic relationship between the two. I don't know exactly how it works.
One of them's Venom. That's all we know.
Let's move on into the I have a letter here. It says, I'm just going to reach it, grab this letter. I don't know who it's from. It says, hey guys. Big fan of the show. It's me, Bill Belichick, future Commanders head coach. Mm-hmm. That's right. This fall, I'm taking my talents to the DMV. The new ownership group made me a series of promises that I couldn't resist. And here are a few of those promises.
All right.
I can coach the team entirely over Zoom. Not bad.
Yeah.
No women allowed at team facilities. They agree to bring back Major Tutty, but only as my personal assistant. He will not be allowed on the field. Anyone I'm even remotely related to is allowed to be a part of my coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
Powdered soap in the facilities. I think it's better and reminds me of the 50s when things were still good. No hot water allowed.
That makes you
cold
weak.
Showers build character. You know what? Actually, scratch that. No water in general. Powerade only. I am awarded partial ownership of the Washington Wizards basketball organization.
I do like that.
Yeah.
If the ownership group can make all of this happen, I will agree to coach the Commanders, signed Bill Belichick.
Okay, here's what I'll say. The idea of Bill Belichick living in Ashburn, Virginia, as a single man running amok in like tech money territory does sound fun to me. But having him coach the team, I'm against it. No more old dudes coaching. We keep hiring these old men, and it doesn't work. We need a young man coaching. End of story.
I like it.
And when I say young, all I'm asking for is like under 45.
Yeah.
I like that. Damn. There's no chance for Eric Bieniemy, that nobody's even thinking about
it. It's crazy.
And it's like because the offense is averaging less yards since he started calling plays.
Do people just hate this guy? I don't know. Yeah. I just don't get it.
Be very difficult to work with.
It almost seems like he's only qualified to be a head coach and not call plays.
Jamel, can I put you on the spot and can you just, you know, put a pin in the Ron Rivera era, just say goodbye to Ron.
Ron, gone just in time. Adieu. Tip of the hat to you.
Hey, nicely done, Ron. You made it.
You did the thing that every Commanders coach does, which is make one playoff and then a bunch of bullshit after that. Mm-hmm. So thanks.
Nicely done. Danny, final thoughts on the week.
Well, it's a piece of news that just popped up here. Mike Vrabel has been fired.
Wow! Yeah. Did not see that coming. I think he's a really good coach.
Future Patriots head coach, Mike Vrabel.
Hey.
Possibly so. I mean, this is all moving around.
They're looking to hire a guy that no one wants to talk to in the building who's good at coaching.
And you know I love Vrabel in the building. He doesn't return my calls anymore, but I would love Vrabel up there in Commander's territory.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
He's a good coach.
Maybe we'll hear from him on the Patreon.
Yeah,
Patreon?
I think so. It's something.
I should say Patreon.
If it's about New England football, it's the Patreon. Otherwise, it's Patreon.
Yeah. So, yeah, wild stuff.
It is. Can he join the Eagles staff, like, right now?
Give him a call.
You should see what's up. Because I don't know if they have rules on coaches.
I think you can get coaches just during the playoffs. Yeah.
Scoop him.
I know they made new rules. This is so dumb to start talking about with 0 seconds left. They made new rules about not interviewing people until later in the playoffs. Right. But I don't know about fired guys.
Hey.
Jamel, final thoughts.
Final thought is thanks for listening. And if you're in the LA area this weekend, this Sunday, I got a booth at the Rose Bowl Flea Market Sunday. If your team is losing or, you know, you're just done, so you need to get out of the house, come mess with me, Rose Bowl Flea Market all day Sunday.
Nicely done. Fat Riley's.
Fat Riley's. Big and tall sports apparel and more. We have stuff for not fat people as well.
Nice. My final thought of the week is this Eagles playoff game has insane implications. If they manage to lose this game.
Your mental well-being is on the line.
It is clear house time. I think it is a full franchise reset. I think Sirianni gets fired. I think you lose so many key pieces. I don't know who wants to come coach that team, who wants to play on that team. If they win, all is fine. All
right.
And they can advance to the Super Bowl. It is crazy how much this game matters for this specific team.
What position are you guys drafting? What position should you draft?
We always draft line. Offensive line, or we're going to draft a tackle. That's what we will draft.
Okay.
Great.
Prudent.
Smart.
Yeah. Prudent. Sorry for not watching the game this week. Holy shit.
Sorry we had a great time.
Yeah. I'm sorry for nothing.